Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon.
This is Tony Williams.
And Chauncey Williams with What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
All right, Chauncey. We are at the end of 2017.
That's right.
And that's going to be sort of the theme of the show. But, of course, like we always do, we have to talk a little sports.
That's right. That's right. Our Lady Reds had a game this week. We showed out.
How did Lady Reds bounce back?
We play Oak Ridge. We beat them by like 10 points.
Good team, man.
The formula coming, the turnovers and everything. And they had two players that day. I think Sophie and another young lady that shoot a lot of three-pointers. Can't remember her name. Reinhold, but
yeah,
pretty
Reinhold.
Good player. Good
yeah.
player.
Okay.
She had 21 in the first half on her, but we contained her in the second half, and she didn't do nothing else.
Okay, she locked them down.
Yeah, so that was fun and good to be in that situation with Coach Walker and Coach Peaches, and that was good to get that
Peaches
transition.
Peaches back helping out.
Yep, so we finished 500 at our Honor Conference schedule, forming our identity. So our identity now is defense, strong guard play.
Okay.
But we're about 14 deep in reality.
That's good, man. That's going to help you get when you get towards the end of the season. Because I think that OK Black Girls Basketball Conference is one of the toughest in the state, man.
Yeah, it's some big hitters in there. Reese Puffer.
Yeah.
Mona Shores. We got some ranked players that's throughout the state.
Right.
On every team. Playing on some big AAU teams, everybody. And it's just good seeing the group of ladies that's out there. Jordy. It's so many names I can name. Montas. Le'E. We call her Le'E.
Okay.
I remember working with her. And she's a Reese Puffer point guard. Tracy Williams. It's a lot of good girls out here, man. Girls basketball is... It's real. And now the schedule's turned around, so the girls' game is last after the boys.
Okay, then. So people need to stick around
after
the boys play, man, and see some real good, fundamentally entertaining basketball by these girls.
That's right. So then we just had the Holiday Classic, too, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
The boys.
The Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Classic, and that was actually the first time I had a chance to see the Big Reds play. I had been
that was
out
your
of town
first one?
The last
okay,
two times,
I've seen
man.
All three of them. I don't got the Dick Vitale analysis for you.
Okay.
I haven't seen them boys put it in. And in actuality, I'm about to put the bid in now. I'm not trying to blow nobody head up or trying to make sure like they – because I know how hard Coach Guy work and his staff works because we talk all the time. And they are probably the best team in West Michigan right now, hands down.
Man, I was impressed last night. And the people that I were with, they're not even from our area, right? One guy was from Shelby. Another guy was from Grand Rapids.
Yes. And what were they saying?
They would say, man, this team here is going to go – they're going deep into the tournament.
They got everything. They Everybody's big.
Yeah. Yeah, so athletic.
And then the guards are so quick, and then Keith don't compromise nothing. You're going to do
man.
It this way. You're going to do it the way I want it, or you're not going to play. So it's like seeing that, and then with the formidable front line he has and how disciplined the kids are, because I just want to give kudos to the defense that they played last night because East King was a good team.
They are.
And they run that dribble-drive offense and they shoot three-pointers. They couldn't get in the paint for nothing.
That defense was so quick, man. It covered every spot on the court, man.
It was amazing.
And Keith, you know, that guy, he's amazing. He coaches right to the end of the basketball game, man. I find myself watching him sometimes when I should be watching the players play because of his mannerism on the side of the court, man. But it transcends to his team, okay? He's fiery. He's somewhat aggressive.
That's
and
right.
And that's how his team plays basketball.
Exactly. And they respond well to him. They like doing what he does. So
you
can't knock it. And then that's just a good act to follow for our girls because our girls always say that they want that same culture. So that's something good to follow and have that around and be a part of that culture in that building. And it helps our level of play match. But just be able to say it's a certain brand that's here, and we're trying to bring that brand along. So just good having a person like that in charge of our athletics.
Yes, it is, man. Leading by example. And, you know, to continue to talk about sports, we had some kids that went and committed
to some
great programs.
Good guys, man.
And I think, you know, these kids are going to really represent Muskegon Big Red football in a very positive manner as they move through their careers at the next level. You know, we always want to see our kids stay home and play football, right?
That's right.
Make it close. But if it doesn't happen, that's all well and good. They got that opportunity to go play at the major schools. And we get to see them on TV.
That's right. And the three was DeCorey Sullivan, Eddie Ward, right? Andrew Ward.
Andrew
Ward. And
Khalil Pimpleton.
So we got
Khalil the Thrill.
Yep. Khalil the Thrill of Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Ward at Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And Ja'Cory at Central Michigan.
Central Michigan.
So we're going to see him. You can see him at Eastern. You can see him at Western. You'll see him at Central. So
and
you'll
be able to see Mac football, you know, ESPN really showcases Mac football. They Tuesday nights, but we still get to see, you know, quite a few Mac football games.
That's right.
Which is good.
The one brother that was just in the radio earlier today, Kobe. Kobe just played in the bowl game.
Oh,
Dougal Burson from Mona Shores.
Yeah, he's with Miami.
Yep,
yeah,
Miami, Ohio.
Right, they got beat the other night, which was a great,
good,
entertaining game, man.
That field goal, that's all it came down to.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so very
was
entertaining.
So that was just seeing that these area kids are really going places and doing things, and it's good to see people that you know that's going to the next level.
It is, and we got more kids that's going to sign. Okay, these are just the top three that has already made the commitment. But come February, there's no doubt we're going to have kids signing to go to some of the other schools in the area, the Grand Valley, the Ferris States, Davenport. So, you know, applaud these kids for the opportunity to go and play at the next level and get that education.
That's what I always look at when it comes to kids over the holiday break. Everybody comes back. I know like a lot of our girls came back just playing college basketball and showing us their stats and talking about the perks of college and the money that they're getting too.
Oh yeah,
they're on full scholarship. They're like, "Hey, coach is looking good. Everything you said." I was like, "I told you." Like, "Where my check at?" No, I'm just kidding. But I just tell them the benefits of being in the on scholarship is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, especially major universities, man.
Your blood, sweat, and tears. Blood, sweat, and tears is your is the sweat equity pays the bill.
Right, and we want our kids, man, to take every opportunity to. You know, get a chance to go play at these major universities.
It was a couple, but like you say, the Hall of Fame class, a couple other games there. I saw Grand Rapids Christian with the boy Tillman that's going to Michigan State.
Michigan State.
He reminds me of Aloysius Ogonye when I was at State. Just a big fella that he's rough.
He's raw.
He's raw. He needs a lot of work.
Yeah.
But he reminds me of Ogonye. Ogonye played on that championship team.
Yep.
He was out of Detroit. Mm-hmm. Big boy. I think it was Class D high school that he came from. He dominated in the paint.
Yes, it was.
Yep. He was bigger than everybody, and he dominated. And he went to play overseas, too. Good guy. Okay. I know him personally.
Yeah. Them guys make good money when they play overseas. It's not NBA money.
But that's what Tillman reminds me of. That's why Thomas are probably snagged him.
Well, I wish Keith had him, because I'll tell you what, his game would be twice as good as it is now. Okay.
Because nobody not eating it. Nobody not getting to them hand parts. That's what's going on. They might get into him.
Right.
You know, make this game step up.
Treating him with kid gloves, okay? Yep.
But they don't want him to probably leave, but you know how it goes.
Well, coach, he'll get with you, man, because all they're going to do is make you better that next level.
That's it.
And hopefully we'll get a chance to play him. You know,
I hope we do.
That's what I want to see one day.
Get our hands on him.
Yeah.
Rat him up. But who else there? West Ottawa, they had a kid on their team.
Oh, wow. I was really impressed.
Man, and I was rooting for them.
They ran the tables last year in regular season. They didn't lose a game.
Wow.
And lost in the tournament. But I was impressed, man. Fundamentals.
I like their system, the way they ran it. And even the best player, he was so disciplined. He could have took the game over in the last 2 minutes and probably pushed him to a win. But he was just looking to the coach.
He was. That's overcoaching.
Man, that's overcoaching. Overcoach, the coach should have been like, "Hey, you the guy.
That's it.
You know what you do. The play is you.
That's it.
You on the stage. It's packed gym. You already got your scholarship. Come on. Show him you're one of the best players in the state."
And he started dropping them threes, too. It was like, "Okay, man, take over the game. Let's see, we're gonna ride or die with you." Okay, give that kid an opportunity to go out there and showcase his talents against, you know, regardless of what we think, they consider Grand Rapids Christians one of the premier teams in the state.
But they didn't have no outside shooting. Nope. I didn't see that. And then the other team shot way better than them.
In my opinion, they did. And they're not really quick when you compare them to the big Reds.
You're right. They're not. I mean, and then looking at Washington, I mean, his father's an NBA, former NBA player, and his uncle, Derek Fisher.
Dwayne.
But Washington shot the ball like 17 times and only had 7 points.
That's a lot of jacking up, Doc.
And I'm like, man, I saw that. I'm like, I know you saw that last night.
Oh, yeah.
In the first quarter, he probably shot 10 of them. Like,
and a few of them was air balls.
Air ball. Is anybody going to say something to him?
Right.
Like, he just going to keep on doing that for him. That's what he does. No dribble penetration. Mm-mm. No setting nobody up. Just on the perimeter chucking jump shots.
I can say, boy, if he'd have been in a red and white uniform,
he would
have got chewed out.
Yeah, he would sit down. Okay, who your daddy is, boy?
You got that right.
I'm your daddy.
Okay, I think that's perfectly clear from the time when you put that uniform on.
I'm your daddy,
my son.
It's some funny stuff.
Man. It is, man. I enjoy it.
But it was a packed house.
It was.
And one day. You know, it was great to see the community out. No trouble, no problem.
No,
all positive environment. It's usually a positive environment all the time. And just seeing some old friends and some people from the community, it was great, man. So
yeah, a lot of folks traveled, too. There was a lot of folks that came over from Grand Rapids to follow this team, West Ottawa, you know, East Kentwood. So
East Kentwood, yeah, they were mad. They got swept. All their teams lost. Yeah.
Right.
The freshman and the JV and varsity. Yeah. So we got their girls next, too, so.
Well, get them.
I don't lay it on 2-3. We coming to get you, though.
That's it. Go get them.
We got to East Kentwood. We coming to get you, ladies.
I'll be there. I love it. I love it.
Coming to get them. So, good thing. Right. We're going to our New Year's resolution. Last week, we made the top five. We got five more, but I'm going to do a recap of the 10 resolutions for 2017. I've been getting a lot of calls. I always get peak calls and messages, inboxes, and things during this time because people see that it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I really want people to see that it's really necessary when you get a surplus of money in, like an income tax, a check, or you're looking at
bonus check, maybe from work.
Yep, check. Yep, where you can really
vacation pay. Yep,
have that insight on your credit and your finances and getting in structure. So things is picking up for me business-wise and time. And like even when I leave here today, I got some things to do. So it's just like it's building because people are starting to see, like, I got to do something.
Yeah.
So it's
you know, you reflect, right? You reflect on 2016, okay? And you reflect to the point where you say, well, there are some things that I want to improve on that I did in 2016. And that's a part of the preparation for making a New Year's resolution for 2017 if you are seriously considering changing how you live.
That's right.
And these are the kind of tips that we have to help you decide really what you need to work on.
So I'm going to do a recap of the five we did last week, but I'm not going to go into detail of them.
Good. Okay.
Just give the audience of what we did last week so you can just – if you need the notes, you can see me out in the community or inbox me. Excuse me. The first one for the 10 resolutions for 2017 was thoroughly review your credit report and sign up for credit monitoring. That was number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, pay your bills after you receive your paycheck. That means if you had an online system set up, pay them bills, pay those bills immediately. Number three, repay 20% of your credit card debt if you can.
Get the big ones first.
Big ones first, yep. Four, use different credit cards for everyday purchases or another for debt. Like you said, you got the mileage. I got a gas card for different purchases and rebates.
Okay.
And just building things. And just, I think I even got a PayPal credit card. When I buy things off PayPal, I get.
Same here.
Yep. Rewards and points. So some
perks for PayPal.
Yep.
Great system, too.
Great system.
For security purposes. I've never, ever had an issue or compromise
with PayPal.
Because
then you go on eBay, you can buy stuff, and then, you know, it's going right to that account.
Right.
And I just connect my bank account to that. And then if I have any discrepancies, like somebody put some fraud things up or something that's fraudulent and I buy them, they'll refund your money. I had an issue like that last year around holiday time. I bought something from PayPal. I bought something from eBay.
eBay.
But I paid for it with my PayPal credit card. And they came in and compensated me immediately. And they did an investigation. And they found out what it really was. But that wouldn't concern me. I'm like, I got your credit card.
No, if you're doing online shopping, definitely get you a PayPal account. Because I think they're probably the leader in the industry as far as protecting your financial information.
That's right. And another, the fifth one was add 1 month's pay to your emergency fund. Add 1 month's pay. And that's good. And
it's extremely important.
Looking at the cost of inflation and how it's going up, you got to really think it's in upwards when you look at rent or mortgage. If you got a car note. You got insurances coming out, life insurance policies. If you got certain things come out a month, what does that whole month look like?
Mm-hmm.
Bills, you eat, gas. What does that whole budget looks like in a month? Once you have that set aside, that means you got 30 days of cash.
In reserve.
To do something, to build. If you lose a job, do something, you could be prepared. So that's number five. That's the five we went over last week. I'm going to do a recap of those five again. The first one was thoroughly review your credit report and sign up for credit monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
Two was pay your bills after receiving your paycheck. And I remember mentioning that paying your tithes first.
Okay.
You know, three, and I want to say something about that. I wrote a post today saying that every time you get cake, it's not always good because you don't want to end up like New Jack City. Remember New Jack City in the wedding scene when they had the cake?
Yeah.
So like every cake, all the cake you receive is probably not good.
Okay.
To receive. So I always look at any money I get into my hands, even though somebody's paying me, I want to make sure that I'm paying a tithe off that increase all the time. Because who knows? I probably wouldn't even have that increase.
That's it, man.
So you always
got to
look at that. So you always got to look at that, because especially being in business and acquiring clients, where those people come from.
Right.
What message do they get to say that I'm the guy or you're the guy to say it's other insurance people out here.
It's a lot of
other people. It's other companies that's bigger than me that do certain things. So always look, I just pay it forward with that system and say.
Called a blessing. Yep, that's what it's called.
Just paying to that. So then the repay of 20% of your credit card debt. And using different credit cards for everyday purchases, and add 1 month's pay to your emergency fund. That's the five that we did last week. Number six, improve your credit score by 20 points. We got into this a little bit last week, but we didn't really get a chance to go into detail to it. Now, Tony, if you increase your credit score by 20 points, what could that actually do for you if you're going from a 680 to a 700?
It will change the amount that you pay for certain items, such as automobile insurance.
Mm, so you telling me if I got a 680 and I can get a plus 20 on my credit score, that can lower my insurance payments by probably how much? Give me a hypothetical
number. I would say 20%.
So 20%.
So every $100, it would go down 20.
So if you look at a basic policy, I think I got a policy where I pay, I mean, my credit is decent, so I'm giving this number. People are like, they probably won't believe I paid this 6 months for two cars and where we stay at.
Okay.
I pay about $600. I pay $650 a month for a truck, a 2008 truck, a Tahoe, mm-hmm. 2014 Impala, and for our living conditions, I pay $650 every 6 months.
It's not bad. That's great. You're getting a good rate.
And they both full coverages.
Okay.
And we got for loss like on wedding rings and things like that, and contents of where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's got a pretty good number on that. You know, like you said, you keep those 100,000, 300,000. I think you mentioned that in one of your shows.
That's right, man. Keep those covers.
So I have those numbers
there.
On it, even when because the truck paid off. So even when that's paid off,
yeah,
I'm still keeping that.
If you're driving on hoopty, you're still supposed to keep the higher limits of liability, okay? Because prime example, somebody use your car and they drive through a stop sign and they T-bone somebody and they kill them, they coming after you.
So it's very important to try their best to get 20-plus points on your credit score and boost that.
It's going to lower that. Your homeowner's insurance will go down. It's very important to have a better credit score in 2017.
Okay. Next one I have is get an A, and this term is called wallet literacy. So today I brought my book today, and I was like, I'm doing a holiday thing, New Year's resolution thing where – I'm giving a free copy of my book away. I got so many limited copies. So I've been working and doing stuff and doing promo videos for it. And I was kind of mad.
Okay.
So you're like, I was. I was like, man, how much each book can make? Like, I wrote this. I sat down and did this. But we're getting ready to release a second one. But it's a script that I had that they gave me and I'm working on it. Say, hi, I'm Chauncey Williams. I'm an author of this book, What I Do Now, Your Credit, and Your Planning for Financial Success. If you have plans of getting your finances back and in track in 2007, I want to help you. For mm-hmm. a limited time, I want to give you a copy of this book. And what do I do now? It's free. Just ask. You just got to pay the shipping and handling costs.
Okay.
So that's the promo they do. I was like, man, don't give my book away for free. I'm dead serious.
Okay.
I'm like, don't be giving the book away for free. Like, you know how hard I work? You know what I went through in my life? But then they say,
blessing.
Man, look, come on, Chauncey, you do.
Blessing.
Like, you work with the community. You with the young brothers. You do it. It's like, you got to give back. I was like, but I went through these experiences. I deserve it. Like, no. So one of my mentors that's helping me with the publishing company, he told me, he said, man, no, you got to be able to say, to get an A in wallet literacy, you got to be able to share what your situation is.
Mm-hmm.
And my book is about debt and planning and coming out of debt.
Right.
So this trying to put some literature in somebody's hands to say, okay, your credit's back on track. Your credit score is up. You got a great insurance now. You got your student loan debt handled if you got that. You got some things paid off. Now here's some financial literacy for you for free. If you got that already, just a free book. So that's just something that I just wanted to just throw that out to the people that on my website, whatdoidonow.biz. It's a free book for you for a limited time.
That's marketing and advertising. Why? Because whoever gets that book for free, they will share that book with someone else, and those people will tell someone else, and eventually more people will buy your book than if you hadn't given it away.
Okay.
So that's somewhat of an investment, but it's marketing and advertising. And You'll be good, okay. You'll be okay. Good. Trust me.
We just sold a pretty good amount because they're not complaining, but it's like, let's give it away, man. This would be a great idea. <I'm>
like, give it away.
Did you talk to my wife about that? So just looking at that, just saying, just getting an A in wallet literacy. What does that look like? Wallet literacy, being able to say, look at your finances and be able to decode and say, what does this look like if I could have to articulate myself financially on paper?
Very interesting.
So that's what I have for that one. Just saying, I'm just going to give my book away to the audience.
Good.
So people that want it, check me out, inbox me on Facebook. I got some copies on me now at home. So if you see me, I can give you a copy. And it's just, I'm just trying to share the love and spread it. Because the next one is number 8. It says, focus on your physical health. I went to the doctor the other day bringing this. I think I talked to you about that. I went to the doctor.
Right.
And the doctor was like, why you always get like
two? What you here for?
Yeah, what you here for? Why you always be coming all the time? I was like, what you mean? She was like, you're good. She said, you always want everybody to pull your blood
right
twice a year.
Yes.
And she said, you want this, you want that. And you always want to send it, go to say, are you looking for something? I say, no. I said, I'm reaching these milestones in my life, and I do so much. We're working with kids and everything. I want to make sure this machine is functioning at a high level. So when I do get to the point, when I'm like a mentor like my brother Tony Williams, I'm able to enjoy my investments that I've saved and things I've did and see my kids and grandkids and people grow and be able to bless them back because I done did the right thing on my physical health.
Right. Historically, black males don't go to the doctor, okay? I called a buddy of mine the other morning, and, you know, went to voicemail, and he called me back shortly. He said, hey, man, I'm just coming out of that anesthesia. I had my colonoscopy this morning. I said, man, hat is off to you, because that is one of the, along with prostate, is, you know, two of the procedures that we as black males just don't like, because it seems somewhat evasive, you know?
Yeah,
and,
good word.
It's not, okay? They put you to sleep.
Said the right word, though, evasive.
Check it out. You come out of there, and they say, all right, everything's good. If not, it's early detection. So you're absolutely right. That should be another list, a thing on your list for the two-step. Financially, health is good. Financial health is good, but also physical health is even better.
I got this quote from this professor at the University of Oregon, and she says, if you begin to make small, healthy changes to your diet, increase your exercise in small increments, and practice yoga or meditation or some type of exercise, you will feel better. Feeling better will lead to wiser financial decisions that focus on long term.
I will agree.
With my energy, like, they call me the count in Muskegon.
Okay.
The athletic department.
You there all night.
They can count on me to be there. They're like, you here. Then they always ask, say, and then it's funny because Coach Guy does it, and I laugh at the time. At first, I got mad when he started doing it. I'm like, you know my name, but I grew up with him as a kid. But it's out of respect. He say, you ain't found nobody blood to suck. I'm like, what do you mean? He said, Colin, you ain't found nobody blood to suck. But because basically he's saying that, because he remember me as a kid, he say, I always had a high level of energy.
Okay.
So when I get somebody around me, I try to make them reciprocate and do the same things I do.
Right.
He said, man, you sucking the blood out of the kids.
That's it. That guy is something.
He said, the guys get to me, they be drained. He said, I don't want you working nobody out before the game. Stay away from the count. So he did that. And at first I got mad. I said, why you do that? He said, man, he had to explain it to me. He said, you sucking their blood. He said, it's good in the offseason, but don't go too hard on them.
Okay.
So it's just nice. Like, and as you just, when you, and you have that, you want to give back to your community and help. That's the connection. Mm-hmm. And you're connected with what we're doing, so you already know what it is. And,
oh, yeah.
And being part of that is a good thing. So physical health is also related to financial health.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So just looking at that.
That's pretty good.
I can't believe I just said it on radio when he called me. But it's a good example to let you know that I guess I'm on the right path, waking up early, working out, and it's encouraging others and being there and sowing seeds. So then when I get on this mic, I sound like, I know what I'm talking about. I'm in shape, you know, your appearances and things like that. So,
and that goes. Absolutely.
Because a lot of times when you look out, listen to Tony Robbins, he talked about, he was at a show. He took his family to like the aquarium or something in Toronto, Canada, or Lyon. The Lion King.
Oh, okay then.
The theater Lion King, where it's on stage.
Okay.
It's so expensive to go to.
Yeah, very hard ticket to get.
Right? So this is a story, he said. So he said he has great seats. He's in a suite. And, you know, in these seats, it's like his family's on a row. There's another row. And then he said these seats is expensive. You got to get them like 2 years out.
Okay.
So while he's sitting there, it's two seats. It's just open.
Empty. Okay.
Empty, right? See, the show is 20 minutes in. You see, a guy walks through the door in Canada. Can't remember the guy's name because I listen to a lot of Tony Robbins stuff, though, but I remember the situation. He walks in and he says, the guy comes in. The guy was so big that he could fit in both of the chairs. He had to get both of the, double occupancy tickets to fit in the chairs. And then Tony Robbins was like, who is that? And somebody next to him was like, that's the richest man in Canada.
He liked to eat.
So then Tony Robbins said this, say, no, it's not. He's physically poor. He can't enjoy a nickel of his money because look at him.
Two seats he had to take at play.
He said he had no significant other with him.
Because he had to buy another seat.
He just came to the show by himself. He said he had on an Armani suit, but it didn't look like it. Because of his makeup, of his body.
A lot of material there.
Yep.
A lot of material.
A lot of wasted material. And it's not, we're not trying to pick on people.
No.
But we're talking about,
there's a point to be made.
He said a man was the richest man in Canada, and he said he looked so stressed out because you could tell his body type and what he was going through is that he pushed himself to a limit where he's on one of these resolutions where he say he didn't focus on his physical health, so he had financial wealth, but no physical health.
Right.
So if you say, going to say if you're a single man, you walk in a room, I'm the richest man in Canada. But like, look at you. You look a mess. So what, you driving an expensive car?
And if you're overweight, that means there's a potential for you to be a walking time bomb. At any point, you could have a massive coronary.
That's right.
Okay? Because obesity is definitely a problem.
Yes, sir.
Okay? And it is a health problem.
So people that know how to deal with their money, the physical health go hand in hand with that. They want to be here longer, right?
The majority of the folks that you see that are extremely wealthy, looks like they have a personal trainer. They have a dietitian. Okay, they have people that really know how to take care of them versus a guy like you say that is extremely obese. If you got to buy two seats at a theater or on an airplane, I think you got some serious health issues that you need to address, man.
Wow, so there it is. He was at the Lion King, one of the expensive tickets, and he said he saved up for his family. That's when Tony Robbins first started out. He's like, I really want to show my family appreciation, so I took him to the Lion King live.
Okay.
Flew him out everything, you know?
Right.
I think I'm doing it big. This guy comes in, he comes to the show late. I'm like, who could come to the show late that it cost this expensive to come here?
Mm-hmm.
And you see the guy, like, I'm thinking he's going to bring a girl with him. He by himself.
Interesting story. Interesting. I mean, I look at Oprah, you know, and the other day they was talking about the stock.
Oh, she bought that money. Was she buying Weight Watchers or something?
Yeah.
And
she's a major investor in Weight Watchers.
I just lost 40 pounds. Because why did she buy it? Look, why did she buy it around November and December, though? Tell me.
Because that's when most people decide that they're going to do something different in the 2017 or the new year as far as their weight is concerned. So this is their peak season for sales. People are going to gear up. They're going to buy these products. Even if they only last a couple of weeks or a couple months into the new year, they got their sales. Their sales are in. And when you look at her, and trust me, people listen.
That's right.
When she talks. And when she first bought into it, there was a little bit of a ripple and then the uptick in the stock. But a couple of months later, now she's on this promo tour where they actually can see her. And the stock is just taking off because all the housewives in America want to buy it.
You're right. So it's
great marketing.
Great marketing scheme, and just trying to see that she's right there. Focus on physical health. She's already rich. She's like the richest woman in the world. She's probably not in the world.
She can't be far from it.
She's not far from it.
Billionaire.
She's a billionaire. You know? She's probably the richest woman in the world now.
Yeah, and she struggles with her weight.
Yeah,
I mean, because you can see her over the years, man.
There's been some times. Open,
she'd go up,
look,
go down.
Yeah,
I've seen
Oprah
some
look
movies.
Good. Oprah, when she looks that way, she's Oprah nice.
Yeah, color
Oprah
purple.
Got a nice body type.
And she was in Color Purple. No, and she had picked up a little weight.
That's something different. I got
well, Color Purple. She got paid.
Color Purple, they made her not go to Waitrose office.
Right.
Steven Spielberg told her she better not go.
Nope. She had to have that look.
Okay. Yep. She had to go. Because she was at the, she said she was at the Fat Farm. Because Quincy Jones and them told her that she didn't get the part. She's not experienced.
Oh, wow. Okay.
When she was in Chicago, it was a blizzard. She bought the book Color Purple.
Uh-huh.
She bought it. And what she did was she kept on reading it, and she bought extra copies of it. And she had a vision, because I'm going to hit you with something. Harpo backwards is Oprah. The character Harpo backwards is Oprah.
Yes, it is.
So she went out and bought the books.
Harpo Productions.
That's right. Look at her today.
Yeah.
Oprah.
Media mogul.
Man.
Media mogul.
So look at guy right there.
Okay.
But she was at the Fat Farm, and Steven Spielberg called her and said, look, if you're at the Fat Farm, you're not going to have that part. You need to get that weight back on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's her story. That's changed her whole story.
And that's not uncommon for actors to do, is to pick up weight, lose weight, based on whatever role that they're about to portray in the movie.
That's right.
We paying you millions of dollars, man. And just like you put it on, you can get it off.
Yep. Number 9, make a realistic budget and stick to it. And that's what we're doing right now in my household. We're breaking everything down, figuring out how we can do more investments when things are paid off, how to build things, and start looking towards being able to secure some real estate in this city to live here.
Okay.
I see my long term here, because I see some things growing, and that's something that me and my wife have been talking about, on how to put some more things in nest eggs.
Financial stability. So when things do happen, okay, it's not a decimating effect on you financially, because you put all the things in place to make sure when those emergencies come up, those unforeseen expenditures, that you are financially ready to handle them, and you can still maintain your business and your household, because you become a very, a good steward of your money.
That's biblical.
But you have to plan it. You can't just, it just won't happen.
I'm telling you, audience, it just won't happen. Like, I wrote a book, I did some things, and I've made some mistakes in the past.
And that's okay.
And it's all about you being on constant, consistently thinking about your money. Your money is like something you talk to. You need to have a talking, communicating relationship with the finances and budget that you created.
Be jealous of your money.
Be jealous
of your money.
What you doing over here?
Right. Where you going? You ain't going over there. I don't want that. Be jealous of your money.
I'm about this fuck. You got to have a conversation with your finances all the time.
Okay. So we really need to do this? Nah, we don't need to do this. We can go back home.
Go back home. Exactly. My wife does that a lot for me. She's pretty good at that. And number 10, look for a better job. Now it's time. At the end of the year, I always look at my resume. I'm not saying I'm going to leave Muskegon.
No.
I'm not going to do that. But I do so many things on the side that things are growing and nurturing, so that I have to make sure my resume is ready. So when people say, we would like for you to come in and speak, can we see your resume? We would like for you to do some vendor work. Could you come in and be a consultant in this situation? And I can still keep my job in the capacity that I'm doing in the school district. I've afforded that, being able to run a business and being able to speak at different places. You got to have certain certifications. You got to be able to do certain things. So you have to build better so you can get scholarship money and grants and things like that. You got to always look for better situations. And
you know what that's called? That's called preparing yourself for opportunity. Okay?
Yeah. So a lot of times people say, well, how are you doing your resume over? Why are you doing that? And I mean, I'm looking for a better job. It's like, it's a stay ready to have an opportunity, like you just
that's
said.
Right. That's it. You know, like I said, if it's meant to happen, for you to stay here in the capacity that you're in, then that's the way it's going to be.
And that's for anybody.
For anybody. But it also says that when doors of opportunity open.
Even where you're currently at.
Where you're currently at, it may be a promotion to a higher level job. You have to be ready. And part of that process is for continuous improvement, and also to have an updated resume in case somebody walks in your door and said, hey, can you send me your resume? We got an open position as an administrator, and we want to consider you. Well, it's going to take me 2 weeks. What, 3 weeks? No. You got one already on your drive. All you do is click that mouse and send it to them, and they will be extremely impressed.
You're right. We're to the end of our show today.
No way. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Time flies. I want to recap.
PA about more time.
Let's go through the 10. Let's go through the 10 real quick. I'm going to hit the 10 real quick.
All right, go through.
The first one was the New Year's resolutions, the 10 New Year's resolutions for 2017. Number 1, order your credit report, review it. sign up for credit monitoring. That's number one. Pay your bills after you receive your paycheck. Three, repay 20% of your credit card debt. Four, use different credit cards and everyday purchases for other debt and to grade points and rewards. Add a month, 1 month's pay to your emergency fund. Six, improve your credit score by 20 points. Get an e-wallet literacy. I'm offering my book free of charge. What do I do now.biz. All you got to do is pay for shipping and handling. If you see me in this community, I got a certain amount of copies. I give it to you. I just carry them with me and keep them on me. Number eight, focus on your physical health. What's good with having a lot of money if you don't, you can't be in the best shape?
Right.
Physically and financially. Number nine, make a realistic budget and stick to the plan. Once you get the plan, have a relationship, a talking, communicating relationship with your money. Number 10, look for a better job. That don't mean you have to leave your current job. You probably be trying to like look for a better job, create a business, or look to be promoted within your current situation. Or if you're doing some consulting work or speaking work, build that stage.
Opportunity.
Build that opportunity. Question I want to finish with today. Does rewarding positive behavior make it easier to accomplish a long-term goal? Are you certain types of incentives are better than others? So basically, if you create a New Year's resolution, what's your reward for attaining some of those goals?
You're going to be financially better off. And that's a goal, and you'll feel better.
That's if you guys can't get no better, that's the best reward to have.
That's it.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.